Welcome to Sounds Reasonable to Me. This podcast is created and produced by IamReasonable.com, and I'm your host, CJ Sand. Just what is reasonable? The word, as defined by the Cambridge Dictionary, means based on or using good judgment, and therefore fair and practical. But reasonable, as it's used in our context, describes a new way of being based on a set of five basic beliefs. These beliefs center around ideas like letting go of mythology, treating others as you would like to be treated, being free to do as you please, so long as you don't infringe on the rights of others, striving for happiness each day, and treating everyone as an equal. It's a rational, uplifting, and egalitarian alternative to being an atheist, an agnostic, non-religious, a non-believer, or the demeaning term none, as in nothing in particular or none of the above when filling out a form. Now you may ask yourself, if one isn't going to believe in a God, then why not just be an atheist? It's a good question. But I believe names matter. Names matter a lot. Atheists are referred to, or refer to themselves, in the negative. Atheist, one who is without a God. How many other groups or beliefs refer to themselves this way? When one meets a Christian, do they introduce themselves as an anti-Satanist? Of course not. Would a Muslim refer to themselves as non-kafir? I don't think so. Would a Jew introduce themselves as a Gentile? Never in a million years. And yet atheists cannot shake the whole God thing because it's right there in the name. With reasonable, we choose to refer to ourselves as what we are. Reasonable. Another reason for not wanting to be labeled an atheist is the rather negative connotation this word has in Western culture. Because atheists don't believe in a God, then many assume that they don't believe in anything, are prone to criminal activity, and are just not to be trusted. The image of a disheveled communist sitting in a darkened room with a bottle of vodka in one hand and a pistol in the other comes to mind. And these ideas are not just mine. According to a 2017 Pew survey, 42% of Americans say that belief in God is necessary to have good values. 42%. That's a substantial part of the population. But there's more. Do you know that publicly professing to be an atheist in America all but disqualifies you from high public office? According to a Pew survey taken at the opening of the 116th Congress, while 23% of Americans say they are either atheist, agnostic, or nothing in particular, the number of professed atheists in Congress totals one. Just one representative for 23% of the population. That's significant. This is why we at Reasonable want to distance ourselves from these negative perceptions. Reasonable is a liberating, enlightening, and uplifting movement that has nothing to do with the negative stereotypes attached to atheism. It is a fresh start. It is a new way of being. So, would you like to learn more about Reasonable? Do you think Reasonable might be for you? Well, everything you need to know is in my book, Reasonable, A New Way of Being. The five basic beliefs, along with some brief explanations and definitions, some guidelines, and some inspiring quotes, spell out everything that is necessary for one to live a reasonable life. And the book is also different from most books in its genre because it has been purposely written in an elegant style, elegant in the scientific sense. Rather than being thousands of pages long and requiring the reader to sift through a mountain of words to find what really matters, this book is written to be breathtakingly simple. It is written clearly to express the important ideas in the least possible number of words. The five basic beliefs, which are the foundation of our way of being, are only 99 words long. And you can find out everything you need to know about living a reasonable life in less than a 45-minute read. No church services to attend, no big, thick, confusing books to read, no mandatory tithing, no clergy needed. What other way of being can claim this? Everything you need to know in one little elegant book. Thank you for listening. Sounds Reasonable to Me is an IamReasonable.com production. IamReasonable.com, working for a more reasonable tomorrow.